when the Kuruz of Magen Avraham, there's Rodesta writes that in the Kuruz of Magen Avraham is the Havtocha that there's always going to be what they call the pencil of the year. There's always, each person has something inside of him. So Schwab, he talks about it. He adds a knach, which I think gives it a hasbro. Avram was able to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world of darkness. Yitzchak and Yaakov, that wasn't their avoda. There was a world of light. Avram had found the light. Avram had found, you know, had seen the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They had to find a different path, which maybe is harder, maybe it's easier, but it's different. It's different avoda. The avoda of finding the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though it's totally, you have totally no awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not based on the Masaras office, was the meaning of Avram. That's the Avtochim again, Avraham. So a person could be sitting in you know, the middle of Russia, and you know, he's hadn't seen, never saw from yet in his life, and he ends up picking up a copy of the Bible in the Russian library and starts reading it and decides to tshuva, like Eliezer did. That's Magen Avraham. There was no mustard, there was no nothing, it was totally divorced from anything, and still there's a mustard that the Kais was never cut off from a Kodesh Baruch. It's a little bit tiefer. Just take it a step. You know. When we talk about different meters of Kodesh Baruch Hu, different hugs of Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's certain hugs which are the Karach Rishon, certain ones which are the Karach Sheni. The Rishon did not create the world in order to do din. Rishon was Mis'ava to do din, and he created the world to do din. That's not why Rishon created the world. He created the world to do ches. But for the chesed to be a true chesed, a person who earns it enjoys it better, feels better about it. So, in order that the chesed should be a chesed, din was created to facilitate chesed. So, chesed is the karach rishon, and din is the karach shein. The halga of Avraham is the halga of mida of chesed. That's the root of everything. There's a mida of gevura, there's a mida of kedusha. Those are all, in a certain sense, the tevlada of the halga of the mida of chesed. Rishon created that hugo, the meat of chesed, to be mative to the bruyim. And he created a system where a human being can be mechuber to the creator. That is the chesed that he created. That's the biggest chesed the Rishon can give, is the human Rishon should give. So that there should be a way for a human being to find that connection. It has to be written to the bruyim. Because if it isn't, so what's the tachlis of the bruyim? So Magen Avraham, if the Rishon created the world for the meat of hugo of Avraham of chesed, there has to be a tachlis. The person has to be sure of that. He has to shield it. It has to be guaranteed. It's like, you know, you have goodbye, instant shield, guaranteed protection, you know. There has to be a shield. He has to protect that concept. There has to be a way for him being the finest creator. Because that wouldn't be guaranteed, so the chesed is chaser. So that's the Magen Avraham. Okay. The Baruch of Gevuras, we call it Gevuras, and we mentioned last time that the Gemara says, why are the Anshei Knesset Gedolah called Anshei Knesset Gedolah? Because they returned Atar L'Yoshen. They put the crown back to where it belonged. Daniel only said a Kela Gadol, Yirmiyahu only said Kela Gadol V'Gibor, and they came along, and he said, you can't say Hanoro because they're not scared of him, and he's not Gibor because they're being Mishnah V'Bonov. And they came along and said, "Hein Gvuroisav, Hein Neroisav." That the Rishon is misgaber, that he holds himself back, and he doesn't respond when the goy says, "Where are you?" Mikamecha beilmi Hashem. The more darshans that he can come along, you can have a titus in the base kodesh kodashim, pulling his sword and sticking it into the parochas, and the blood comes out. He says he thinks he killed the Rishon itself. And he's Miskar Megadav, and he says, you know, if he's a big Gibor, and look at it, I was able to come into his. Rishon says, no, no. Right? So that's the true Gevura. So we remind us of that from the Mabit of Chesed. The Rishon does that because, you know, that's good for us. The Baruch of Gevura is also called the Baruch of Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim, it has two elements to it. One element to Tchias HaMesim is it's a world of schar. And the person gives schar not only to the, because gives schar in a fair way. Not only is the schar given to the neshama, the schar is given to the goof. The goof is also part of the story. The goof also works. So the schar has to be to the sham and the goof together. The elamai what? There's the goof as is can't absorb the schar. The goof needs to go through a purification process of to be able to absorb the schar. That's the process of misa and being rebuilt. You take out, but through the misa, whatever solus there is on the goof is removed and it's rebuilt in a better fashion, and therefore it's ready to absorb that schar. That's the process of tchias hamisa. But that should lead us to a second understanding of Tchis HaMesim. The Bereshit created the world, he didn't create the world for Elam HaZeh, he created the world for Elam HaSchar. The Bereshit wanted to give Schar, Elam HaZeh is just a proizder in front of that Elam. It's a Hechatim to get that Elam. So Tchis HaMesim being the final element of Schar, where it's a Schar where the Guf and the Neshama also get, as opposed to the world of Elam Haba right now, where the Neshama is at, which is only the Neshama, not the Guf, which is not the full payment of Schar. So that is the Tachlis. So Bereshit created a world which is going towards a certain Tachlis. Within that world, which is going to a certain Tachlis, Bereshit has to move certain things along to get to that point. The Ramchal calls this Anhaga. He talks about two there's Anhaga, which he calls Anhaga. He calls Schar Ba'Einish, Anhaga of Anhaga's Mishpat. It's one. The other one is called Anhaga's Mazel. So the word Mazel means to flow. The world has it's going to a certain place. It's going somewhere. That's the place where it has to get to. That's the purpose of the breed. The Russian responds to your Maisim. You do good. The Russian gives Bracha. You do bad. The Russian gives Klala. That's Anhaga Mishpat. But the Bereshit has a tachlis to get us to a certain point, to get a certain place. In order to get that happen, the Bereshit has to be mashli the two hugs together, which sometimes creates, you know, things which we seem to see an over element of mishpat more than expected, or less mishpat than expected, because that flows into the hug of mazel. Rav Lindberg says that to him that's understanding of how you understand the Holocaust. The Holocaust has to understand it in the Hog of Mazel. There's a Tachlis of Bria, you have to get to, this has to be part of it. It's beyond the normal Mahalach of Mishpat, which is usually being exercised for a reason. Here and now is the time it had to be done, etc. That's how you would have to set it within that Hog. That Hog is really the Hog of getting to the point of Tchias HaMesim. Get it. So the Bereshit holds back and allows certain things to happen, because he has to get us to that point. Because that's the final payment. That's the biggest. So the final chesed, the greatest chesed, is to allow us to get to that point. So gevura, which is the idea of holding one into oneself, and tchias hamesim, that's end up being the same on hug. That's, I think, the overall overview to the bracha. Within that, the Rambam says that, you know, we say. Right? So he mentions different elements. Says, all of these are, in a certain sense, a mini tchias hamesim. The person who's a chayla who needs rapa, the person who doesn't have pranosa, gets pranosa. The Rambam is giving chiyus. So we learn now from the chiyus he gives now to the chiyus which he'll give in the future. Those are all expressions of the Rambam giving chiyus, giving the source of life to a person. The Refei Chalim, the Matir Asurim, the Samech Neuflim, all of those are different elements, many elements of Tchias HaMesim.
Isn't that more chesed? It sounds like good things. Like,
they're all good things. Everything is good. The line where chesed ends and Gevura starts is difficult. Right? We see Gevura in that nakud of withholding something as one element of Gevura, right? But the other element of Gevura, which would be, if a mashal, you have a person who's a tremendous Baal Chesed, right? So he dedicates his life to Chesed, and Mike Tress. You ever read the book Mike Tress, right? Right. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody's knocking on his door, and he's there for the guy. So that's tremendous chesed, but it's also this tremendous gevura being expressed that it's a superhuman strength that he's putting into this, he's dedicating to this job. So I'm going to be aware simultaneously of two things. I'm going to be aware of the chesed which is there, I'm aware of the gvur which is there, the strength which is there. We relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the world of power, by these things that he does. See, I want to say, if I go and I see the mountains, you know, and I'm on the strength, you know, the Mekah Baruch Hu, it's on a mountain. You see a mighty river, so it's hard to picture it, you know, but I think I read an article, I mentioned I saw an article that the Amazon River, the strength of the flow of the Amazon River, on the satellite pictures, you can see the difference, you know, with the interface between the fresh water and the salt water from the Amazon River extends out over 200 miles out into the ocean. That's how powerful that river is. Right? It's a person, you know, you just see that river. You make a brach. I'm not passing a lot of my sermon, I'm saying, but because you saw the gevura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that. There's always some aspirations. Russian was always some aspirations. I mean, if you're able to stand there and watch my aspirations, you say, well, that's gevura. It's also chesed. Right? One of the responses which we're going to see is the element of gevura which is there. So Russian is able to support the whole world. That's tremendous gevura. Not for him, but for us, we see that. If we stop and think about Bereshit, the whole world exists. Bereshit is giving existence into every single thing. It's obviously a world of chesed, but it's obvious at the same time. We see the power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of the clues which you have in the bracha, talking about Olam Hashem. So we learn from the Mechayim Esim that the Bereshit was Rav L'Hashiyah, and it frees Mechal Kachayim L'Chesed, Mechayim Esim, which whatever drum understands it. So that's the flow. At the end, you say all of those 5 points. So the Matzmiach Yeshua, Nakuda, again, plays out this role that the Yeshua comes out of the situation. So there's a halachah of smicha. Bereshit was able to use the world of the withering and the destruction as the source of the Yeshua. The seed, you put the seed into the ground, and what happens to the seed? The seed rots, absorbs the water, and starts to fall apart, etc., and that's what creates the flower. So that's the element of Matzmiach Yeshua, which again, you talk about Matzmiach Yeshua again, but that's the Nekud over there. But Neman HaTola HaKiyos Meisim. So what's for Neman HaTola HaKiyos Meisim? Bereshit is Neman. I think it's a Nekud which... But you have it twice in the bracha. The Likud of Bereshit is Nema. So I don't think I tell you something. It's something which I think about, and I'm not giving you a definitive answer. I don't want to give you a definitive answer because I don't have a definitive answer. But it's something to think about. We live in the world. We make a bracha. The Medrash says we make the bracha. We make the bracha mechayim esim. We don't see chiyus amesim. We believe in chiyus amesim. So the Medrash praises Christ so that they're so maimed in chiyus amesim that they're able to say it in lashon hoyver. We believe chiyus amesim. Bracha to Hashem mechayim. You are mechayim esim. You will be mechayim esim. But you are mechayim esim. That is Bereshit's Messias. We trust the relationship between two people. It has to be built on trust. Without trust, person can't function. You can't walk on the street. You know, someone might do something to you. Right? There's people talk have problems with the world of trust, and they can't function. They, you know, the more they mistrust and distrust the world, so they can't function. The relationships are built on the world of trust. The relationship with the Tinas and Kodesh Baruch Hu is built on the world of trust. That's also. we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. It's not only built on that which he's done. It's not only built on that which he's doing. Right? Because that makes a relationship smaller than it really is. If the Russian says, husband, a man and a woman, wife get married together, and the husband promises the wife he's going to give her, because he loves her so much, he's going to give her present X. So that established a level of a relationship, a level of connection, a level of love, whatever it is, which is established by that level of commitment. If he, even though he hasn't done it yet, the expression of that commitment creates a certain level. If she stops trusting that he's going to do it, you lose that part of the relationship. Even, you know, it never happened. Never, the whole thing was only deeper. But there was something there which created because of the deeper, and something which is lost because of the lack of the deeper. If a human being's existence ends, and that's it, and there's never the world of Schar, never the world of Olam of Netzach, which we finally exist, etc., the relationship is this big. If it doesn't end, the relationship is this big. We have this type of size relationship. That's what Naman HaTolah HaChayos means. We trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's going to be, we believe in that. We trust in that to the point that our relationship exists already in the dimension of the Mekai Mason. It's not something which is a theory to us. The wife who believes in the husband's commitment that he's going to do X and Y for her, even before he's done it, that is the reality of the relationship. So relationship, that's the defining element of the relationship already. The relationship is already defined. We have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mekai Mason. That is our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because we trust he's going to do that. So all the psukim in the Torah which tell us that, they're there to create a different level of the connectedness of the human being to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And vice versa. I mean, in other words, how much we take care of Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned and cares about us. So even though we don't see it along the way, we trust that it's going to be there. That is our way to define the element, the relationship. That's what it means. That's what it says to me. This nakud over here. Can I tell you that's why it's the world of gevura as opposed to the world of chesed? I don't know, but that's the nakud which the bracha says to me. Just want to tell you one other point over here, and then I have to run. There's a Yarish Tavash. The Yarish Tavash throws in tshuva into this bracha also. Now, one of the points which is important, I mentioned to the Goyen last time. The Goyen says that Betzim, we say we're allowed to say three different praises about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the Torah, Golo Gibeh Ba'Anoro. He says everything else we're saying is just another way to express Golo Gibeh Ba'Anoro. That's what we're allowed to say, and that's it. And we're limited to say that's what the Torah says. That's all we're allowed to say. So what is Rosh Hashanah? How is he Golo? How is he Gibeh? How is he Anoro? How do we perceive Golo Gibeh Ba'Anoro? So we'll look at the bracha of Das and say, well, Das is the world of, we see the Nesinus Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva is, he sees Tshuva is in the world of, Tshuva is Chis HaMesi. Every time the person does Chet, there's Misa there, there's the Neshama is damaged, there's death. You know, the same way there's, in the world of Tuma, in the metaphysical sense, is always connected to the world of Tuma. Mace, Vela, Sheretz, Sheikh Vazera wasn't used to create life. You let us after birth. Mitzara is Sirpas and Mace. It's always the Tuma is death. It expresses itself in Tuma. So when we talk about a person has a Rukhni Sikatuma, which Tshuva has to clean, because there's death there. The Neshama has died. Sheretz is a small animal that when it dies, it has Tuma Sheretz. Tumah Sheretz is dead. It's only if it's alive, there's no Tumah Sheretz. So it was glad to come for that. For that part, it was also glad to come for. I had to learn that. Right? So if a human being exists because Baruch Hu gives existence, as much as we create a machita to us with Baruch Hu, we lost existence. So tshuva is that we are able to re-exist again. So tshuva is tchias ha-meisim. So whatever we saw tchias ha-meisim is an expression of gibor. So the bracha of tshuva later on, he says, it corresponds to the bracha of gibor. It's an element of a gevura. Just, you know, it's elbow times. So I just want to throw that point in. We're not holding the bracha of tshuva yet. But I just want to throw that point in. It's to hear what chait is, what chait really is, and then how you could the chesed of tshuva is the chesed of main that oilam of the reaches into that oilam, the oilam of tshuva, and brings it back to tchias ha-meisim. Okay.